Hello and happy new year, everybody. You're listening to the S4C podcast. I'm your host, Chris. If you didn't know, this is our very, very first episode, and we are super, super excited to have you with us. S4C podcast. What you were just listening to was our very first featured artist, Sabino. But before I get into that, I want to remind everybody that you can always stay connected to us by going out to our website, songsforchange.net, and hitting us up on our socials. You can also sign up for our mailing list at info@songsforchange. Today we have a very, very talented artist and a wonderful soul. He's joining us all the way from his home in South Africa via pre-recorded session. His story is one of inspiration. It's one of hope. It's one that really, really demonstrates the power of music to transform lives. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Sabino.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, giving me this opportunity to share my story. I hope that I can make some sort of shift or change to those who can relate to my situation, and for those who don't, to help them understand just a little bit about my, or rather our worlds as persons living with disabilities. I am a quadriplegic or tetraplegic. So that's all four limbs that have been affected. I broke my spine at about C6, C7. I guess I'm a classic case of drunk driving, though I wasn't the driver. Long story short, I got into a car as a passenger with three other friends. We were all drunk, and the distance wasn't very long before the accident happened. And I honestly don't have much memory except hearing the squealing of the tires on the road just before the car dashed off. According to a friend of mine that was in the front seat, he said that the moment the lights went green and we had to go, the driver put his foot down and he tried to do a bit of a drift as he needed to take a right corner, and it resulted in us driving right into a building, and I wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm. to bow, man, another round. I think I'm going down, almost seizing beneath the ground. Right west outside.
You're listening to the S4C podcast. To hear more music from our featured artist, visit songsforchange.net.
When I woke up, I was stuck between the first two front seats as I was sitting at the back. And couldn't breathe, didn't understand what was going on. And when the paramedics came in, took me out the car. I honestly didn't think that it was such a serious accident. Didn't really think much of it until my mother came to the hospital. And I told her, Mom, I can't feel my legs. And it felt like a scene in a movie, you know, where there's always that character who damages his spinal cord or something happens to him or her, and they always say that line, I can't feel my legs.
Talks about life after the accident.
I remember lying in hospital, and the surgeon who did the operation on my spine, he explained the injury and what I wouldn't be able to do anymore apart from walking. He said that I wouldn't be able to play guitar anymore, creating music, but I wouldn't be able to use my fingers to hold chords. And that really killed me. They were, you know, I was really off that I would never be able to play guitar again. Yeah, so a big part of me kind of died, and I kind of gave up on music. Despite friends, you know, saying we should try and write something anyway, and you can try and sing. And even singing was affected, and still is today. I lost a lot of vocal power in terms of not being able to project as well. I can't sing very high notes as I used to before. And even screaming is requires a lot of power from the diaphragm and stomach muscles. Like I said, I really gave up knowing that I can't do all these things as I once could. I really started regaining that confidence in myself and in music, and believing that I could do something about the situation once I got this guitar made for me, after making contact with Eric Holm, who is kind of the originator working with Mervyn Davis on developing the guitar from scratch. Like, every idea they put together was all thanks to him, since he's a quadriplegic or tetraplegic. And he also had the longing to play guitar again after his accident. He really helped bring a lot of hope and basically gave life to dreams that I thought were dead and gone. And here I am today, just trying my best.
And that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Tune in next time. You'll hear more from Sabino and him actually playing the Slippery Jack guitar. Remember, if you're a musician and you want to have your voice amplified, hit us up at songsforchange.net. We'd love to hear from you. You can also show your support for songsforchange.net by heading over to our website and clicking on that little support us button. Every little contribution helps, and we really can't do this without you. Okay, that's it for me. Thank you so much for being here, everyone, and don't forget to tune in next time. Until then, stay positive.